If there's one word of advice or piece of advice, one takeaway, what would that one thing be from your experience?
Well, I can say that when in doubt, have a curry. But on a serious note, I'll say that don't take long jumps. Just take baby steps. Be passionate and be patient and you will get there.
Small Biz Digital Media presents Connect, Convince, Convert, inspiring business success stories with Dave Bird, Steve Ennis, and Martin Hill.
I'd like us to give a big warm welcome to Suki Pantel today. Suki Pantel of Suki's Curries and Spices. Welcome, Suki.
Thank you so much, Martin, for having me. I'm very excited to have this chat with you.
Could you just start by sharing with our audience a little bit more about your backstory? I think you started off in, not so many years ago, in corporate India, and now you find yourself here in Malvern launching a book and other activities around curries and spices.
Yes, it's a very long story, Martin. I can start from the beginning, but I'll make it short. I'm originally from India. I'm from Delhi, where I've spent most part of my adult life. I only came to the UK about 8 years back when I met this lovely man who I got married to. So that brought me to the UK. And yes, I had a career before that. I was working in project management. We used to pick up sick hospitals around the country and work with governments, tender for contracts and turn them around. It's a far cry from what I'm doing now. What I do now is I cook Indian food and I teach how to cook Indian food. This transition came around COVID when I decided that I wanted to share something which was positive and I miss home-cooked Indian food. So I started recreating that in my kitchen, sharing it with my friends, and then it just one thing led to the other. And then now I teach how to cook Indian food and I'm also writing my first cookbook, carrying about 50 of my favorite Indian recipes. The book would be available on my website and on my social media. You can order it and it'll be delivered anywhere and wherever you are in this world.
Your business is a business of passion. It comes from the heart. It's a very emotional attachment to the home-cooked food, the traditional home-cooked food that you're used to in India. But you have some other strands to your business. I believe that you work with corporate businesses. You do some Zoom online cooking lessons, cooking shows. So can you tell us a little bit more about who you work with, how successful that's been, and what type of people, who is your target audience there?
So my business, which started off as a blog during COVID, that's when I set up Suki's and Curries. I started doing cook-alongs on Zoom, which are real-time, and I teach how to cook Indian food from scratch. Like you said, yes. Teaching Indian food is a passion with me. So, and talking about the backstory about those dishes is something I love doing. So I do that. I teach corporates as well, and that's all virtual. So I can do it all over the world. I have clients in the US. I have clients, of course, here in India. In most part of the summer, I'm really busy because I am doing demonstrations in the food theatres at food festivals all over the country. So this is what I do. Yes, my business has been a learning curve. I know what I love doing, and that is teaching. So maybe one day I will have a cookery school, besides, of course, writing my first cookbook.
I believe you've done some work with Jamie Oliver.
That was really an epic moment in my life when I was asked by Plum Pictures and Jamie Oliver Productions to participate in a show called The Great Cookbook Challenge, which was aired on television in 2022 on Channel 4. It was something which taught me so much about how and what I want to really do with my business. I was one of the 18 contestants on that show and the only Indian contestant to showcase my culinary heritage. It was a very exciting time. Jamie was an amazing mentor to all of us. And when I came out of that show, I just thought to myself that I'm going to share my passion with the world, because sharing a recipe is sharing a culture.
I really like that concept of sharing a recipe is sharing a culture, because many countries have their own cultures, their own cuisine, and many cuisines have crossed oceans, haven't they? Leads me on to my next question. So the authentic Indian recipes and cooking that you're used to in India and in Delhi, how do you feel they've translated across to Western society, particularly in the UK?
I think that when a cuisine leaves its native place and goes to another place, to another country, it does adapt to the tastes of its new recipients. But what happens along the way is that it also gets a bit diluted. Indian cuisine is 8,000 years old. And having said that, it is so diverse that even I, for example, who is born and brought up in India, would have not had everything which is available to us there. So yes, I do think that it changes. It does become different when it goes to another country.
Changes for the better, the worse, or just different?
That is a lovely question, Martin. Well, I think it is just different. And being different does not mean that there is anything wrong with it. What I take away from this is that how much it is loved in this country.
That's a really good point, that the cuisine has been embraced massively, particularly in the UK. I know other countries as well, but other countries don't embrace it as much as the British culture does. I've heard people in the UK actually talk about British cuisine and then listed a number of Indian dishes, which I think is probably a compliment. What would have been your biggest challenges, not just in coming across to the UK, but in setting up your business?
I'm not from a business background, Martin. My dad was in the army. My husband works for the corporate world. So it was a big challenge to sort of firstly, go ahead and launch my company. So it's like I said, it's always been a learning curve where my company is concerned. But the challenges have included breaking these misnomers or myths about Indian cuisine. I do get asked about how Indian cuisine is always so spicy, or, you know, there are certain names associated with this, with the cuisine, which are sort of brand names, which people are used to having in Indian restaurants here, which I don't get to eat back when in India. So when I look at that, I always see that, yeah, I need to sort of educate the people about the cuisine. And that is always a challenge, but it's a beautiful challenge.
And spice doesn't necessarily mean hot. Spice means flavour.
You're absolutely right, Martin. Spices basically help to make the dish beautiful, perfect. They add another level of flavour to the dish. They're not supposed to overwhelm the dish. And that's what spices do. And there are so many spices we can use in so many different dishes. It's only when you use red chili powder or fresh chilies, that's what makes your dish really spicy.
If there's one word of advice or piece of advice, one takeaway, what would that one thing be from your experience?
Well, I can say that when in doubt, have a curry. But on a serious note, I'll say that don't take long jumps. Just take baby steps. Be passionate and be patient and you will get there.
And the passion that you exude really does come through, Sukhi. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Sukhi's book, Sukhi's Curries and Spices, is available around about March time. Buy that book when it's available. Thank you, Sukhi.
Thank you so much for having me, Martin.
This episode of Connect, Convince, Convert was produced by Dave Bird and presented by Martin Hill. Be sure to subscribe if you enjoyed it so you don't miss any future shows.